Try a little bitch. Pillar B, coming at you live. Use this forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We love hip hop to our little bitch.
That's all coming out. The plug coming out this video. Dropping soon. Look out for that. Don't get close for the guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Palmer Choir, all that stuff. Shout out We Love Hip Hop.
What's poppin'? It's your boy Peter Jackson. And right now you are checking out We Love Hip Hop Podcast. The most smoked out.
Yeah, we here. We love hip hop. It's your boy Raz Fresco, biggest club in the building. You know what I'm saying?
The sixth letter in this bitch, biggest club. Shout out to We Love Hip Hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint to.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Rowley.
New Kevin Rowley. And JC. Track's called Lift Off.
Told her she don't need a man. Ever since she fell in love with the Rackies, tell her that I got a plan. Put her on a program. Show that I can be your man. Making music, making bands. Ain't no walking, so I ran to the racks. This year I'm finna lift off. If it ain't money, I'ma land in some missed call. Smoke super brownie, cause I only roll with big dogs. And you don't wanna see him pissed off. And you don't wanna see the Nina popping out. I done seen it first hand.
I got a next track, J Neek. Raindrops.
Watch this. New J Neek.
New J Neek. And I'm canoeing the blunt.
I got a drip like a raindrop. My dizzy flow to the tip top. Stacking the bands, got 'em pissed off. Back in the kick rocks. Sipping on lean on my doors off. Bad little feet, take your clothes off. My nigga slime, wipe your nose off.
Hey, walker on the top. Running through the quad.
I got a drip like a raindrop. My glizzy flow to the tip top. Stacking the bands, got 'em pissed off. Sippin' on lean on my doze off. Bad little bitch, take your toes off. My nigga slime up your nose off. Drippin', drippin' like a raindrop. I got
to
drip like a raindrop.
Okay. So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Mr. Drip, aka More Fire, aka Fireman Ice, aka
Fireman Ice?
Fire and ice.
Oh.
Bring your microphone over there. Fire and ice?
Fire and ice. Oh, okay, they said fireman and ice. I'm like, what the fuck? Fireman ice? What? Fire and ice.
AKA.
All right.
And to the right of me.
It's me, Paul Bunyan. Smokey the Bear.
Hey.
AKA Smokey. AKA SSC _ Hey Herx _ PK on Instagram. That is down right now and not working. But shout out the fam. Shout out the fam. Shout out Spoil Smokers Collective. Shout out B Smoke. Shout out Six Socks. Shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out Free People Association. Shout out everybody who else I forgot to shout out. Big up the team.
Shout out good
long live J Life.
Yes, long live J Life. You know what I'm saying? And shout out and this blunt is canoeing, fam. Holy, it's Elvising.
Elvis.
It's Elvising. It's got sideburns.
It's a nice. I like how you chose to use the word Elvis because that boy needs his documentary.
Hey.
Boy, his pedophile self. Boy, you want to call out people?
The Elvis documentary coming real soon.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Woody Allen.
It's the list.
You understand what I'm saying? And then at the bottom, Harvey Weinstein.
Hey,
he was acquitted of all his charges.
Was he acquitted? Okay, see that? Can we get to last week? You could bring your mic over a little bit there, Savvy. Shout out to Savvy, Ghost in the Room. And shout out to Young Gucci Official.
That's how you fix a canoe, son.
Jeez. Holy, a.k.a. Cough Gang. What were we talking about? I just got distracted for a second.
All the white boys with no documentaries.
Oh, yeah. The non-white documentary having of things. You know what?
Friday says the Harvey Weinstein is coming soon. More on, see it. Coming down, believe it.
That's what I heard, yo. Like,
talk is cheap.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that, like, what they say? Is that what they say? Talk is cheap. Seeing is believing. It's more on, see it. That.
I BET, swear my imagination.
Lifetime, W. I want to see it on all the networks. Fucking NBC, CBC, CTV.
Just one syndicated post everywhere.
Shaw Television, everything. Me want to see it on every channel, you know. Me want to see it on Access Television,
holy.
Too.
AJ Calloway and everybody reporting this shit.
Dying.
Holy. But, okay. Just to do a quick intro, we're over back under at the Youngsterdam Lounge or the Youngsterdam Event Space, 529 Young Street, corner of Wellesley. Big shout out to the people in the Cubicle Gang, or what did we call them last week?
Yeah, the Cubicle Gang.
Cubicle Gang, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all.
The Cubicle Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up with that bullshit at work with their boss.
Earbud gangsters.
Fuck it, Johnson. I've had enough of your bullshit.
Yeah, just take all of the fucking laptops and all that shit and just brush it to the side of the table. Mm-mm. Right now. Right?
Who's seen Fight Club?
Friday does not sign your paychecks. Fight Club? Don't do that.
That's the best way to do it, your boss. Fight Club.
That little pause in the middle is just for like the noise that of everybody like brushing their laptops off their desk.
You know trying mean? To cause a mutiny.
And tell your boss, yo, go fuck yourself, Brad. Okay?
You know what? Fuck you, Susan. I'm fucking leaving.
And shout out to you, Susan. You know what I'm saying? Old office gang. Hey!
Yo, man. I remember I went to the ministry. I went not the ministry. Flipping the reporting center. Mm. You know, you get in a car accident. There must have been this pregnant black lady there. She must have been like 7-8 months. She's okay. Working. You know, she's a worker there. I don't know what someone said to her. She said, fuck this. I'm going home. She left. She left. She said, fuck this. I'm going home. And she left. Bang. Right in the middle of the day. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon.
I think I seen that.
The girl said to herself, I'm done. Fuck this shit. I'm going home. Okay. What got about, up and left.
What about the two black ladies that were beating the shit out of each other in the fucking airport? The two ladies who worked at the airport. Walk on with that.
Oh, I didn't see that. I would love to see that shit.
No, I told you I was off the news this week.
Yeah. True. So, yeah, it's been, you know what? As it's getting warmer, you know, daylight savings and all that type of shit.
It's warmer. It was just.
This is freezing. Canadian weather. This is winter, man. This is regular thing, man.
You guys were just talking about it was freezing. It embraced this little Saturday warmth that you got.
Yeah, I was at a reception Saturday night.
Sorry to cut you, Friday.
I fully played myself. I was dressed, you know, suit, tie, whatever, for the reception. I never wear long johns.
Oh,
I fuck myself. You know what
I'm
saying?
Nighttime, Bridget, here's a breezy. Quarter.
Mm. Put it in your ass. You played yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
Because that's what happened, bro. Pause. That's a guy I follow on Instagram. That's his tagline. Clay Tom. I think his name is Clay something. He's a comedian. But he always, that's his line. Here's a quarter. Put it in your ass. You played yourself.
You played yourself.
Right? But yeah, no long johns. It was freezing on Saturday. But no, I had a beautiful day at the reception. Shout out to Paul and Jasmine, the Costas. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out.
It was a beautiful reception, beautiful wedding. Yeah, my brethren, you know, you got married.
Yeah. It's a festive times and thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was festive. It was good. We had a good time. We had a great time, you know. Liquor, food, great people, marijuana. How could you go wrong?
Oh, speaking of festive times, we have the event that's going down this Saturday. For the people who are listening right now, tickets are on sale until midnight tonight, okay? You're going to have to email us to see if you can get anything before Saturday. But March 16th, it's going down over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge. Make sure to be there. We've added some live performances, some former guests, you know what I'm saying? Black of the Dawn will be performing, tearing it down. I want to see him do Time of Day. That's I'm gonna be acting like a fucking.
No, I want to see him do. I can't dance.
Which video is this?
I can't dance. I want to see him do that track. Which one? I got the hammer. I can't dance. I got the machine. Yo, that's my track.
Time of day. I don't know the lyrics, but he's
like, that's a new track.
Time of day.
That's a new track. Yeah, it's a new track. I like that other one. I can't dance. I got the hammer in my pants. I'm sorry.
And Black is the kind of guy, like, even if somebody tells him, like, yo, you don't even have to go too crazy on the show today.
Guy,
he can't help it.
Is gonna set a precedent.
Yeah.
For the We Love Hip Hop.
What, third appearance?
Yeah.
Well, it's technically he's just doing a live
show. No, but still, this is
a live show. It's still a podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's still a show.
True.
It's not like we're not gonna talk to him.
We're naming him first. I'm sorry, I'm gonna.
This
miss
is also
it.
True. Yeah. Yes. Savvy's gonna be MIA that day. You know what I'm saying?
That's prior engagements that I have to go on.
That's right. That's cool. Prior engagements.
But yeah, we're going to have him. We're going to have H.H. Chase. You know what I'm saying?
Louis.
Louis Lover. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be in the building doing this thing. So it's going to be... And there's going to be opening acts as well. Like, or not opening acts, just other acts as well. You know what I'm saying? Some cats that were in the mercenary contest from before. You know what I'm saying? We're going to figure out what we're going to do as far as a prize for them. You know what I'm saying?
Still got that prize. Don't worry.
But Dirty... And Q, if I can get into my goddamn Instagram, I'd be able to. But it's a Q win or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's on the flyer. Big up to them. I think I have the flyer right here. 19
and over. What? You want the flyer? I can give you the flyer. God, they wouldn't let me post it all day.
Okay, so what do we want to do? We want to go to this top. Can we do? Are we doing this top six first? Or are we going to get into this Instagram shit? Because like,
do you even have the results for the top six?
It's tough. It's a sticky
exactly.
situation.
You don't.
So I got the results. Honest. I got the results. I have results.
But
most of them, there's three people in the list that are based off of votes that I can see for sure via Instagram and via what on YouTube.
From what you can see.
From what I can see. But then the rest is based on the numbers, who had the highest numbers at this point, right? But, okay, let's get to the list first.
Just run through it quickly.
Is it fair to... All right, yeah.
Let's run through the list, we'll talk about the gram.
Here's the thing, though, right? Because, you know, usually you say the list is for the people, by the people. Can you say that today?
That's what I'm
saying. It is.
Is it really, though?
Because, okay.
Instagram's down, though.
It's
like
the down people, today. Today's, like, the main
The people can't really vote.
You can't really.
So what I would think to do is just run the tracks in no particular order. Just give the dude the whole 10. And then do a video tomorrow or something when it's fixed.
I don't know about all of that. That's a lot of work.
I don't know.
Listen, there's the numbers who...
A lot of work.
There's the numbers that dictate... There's three out of that list. And there's people who got their votes in. So there was votes. You know what I'm saying?
Votes for two.
There's
votes for three.
There's votes for three.
There's three on this list that were voted by the people for sure. And then the other three is based by the numbers. That means... The people watched that amount of,
you know what I'm saying?
Run the tracks.
When it went down, basically.
Run the tracks.
But go ahead.
You know, I woke up, I didn't get a chance to go check the gram really. I posted, and then it went down.
List.
So let's get to the list. Number six, YH, Player Maker.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's Don't Get Close Family right there. Yes. You fucking murks the tune on some lyrical trap shit, I would call that. You know what I'm saying?
Lyrical trap.
Yeah, because it's a trappy ass beat. And then he just raps all through the shit. You know what I'm saying?
I like that phrase there, lyrical trap.
Yeah, you know, I'd be AKA Ricky Phrase. You know what I'm saying?
Stop this. You get all one little blind and you want to run down. You see? The man wants to run down the hill, you know. You have to walk down the hill, you know.
Oh, man.
What sound effect did you just use for yourself?
Ja Rastafari.
No, stop it.
You know what I'm saying?
This guy kills me.
Number five, Kevin Rowley and Roni, Animal.
Ah.
Big tune. Big tune. And that's also, Don't Get Close. You know what I'm saying? So
Roni's been working hard.
Yeah, man. Like, video after video after video, week after week, Roni is doing his thing. So big up to Roni. Big fucking tune. And big up to Kevin Rowley on the beat right there. He has... We played a Kevin Rowley tune in the beginning of the show as well, Kevin Rowley and JC. So he's has a project coming out where it's just him and a bunch of rappers on his beat.
So he's a producer.
Yeah. He's a Six List alumni. know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll talk about that off camera. number four, Acer Changes. And that's STN Acer from the STN crew, Lil Barrett and the Regent man there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So big up to Acer, he's doing his thing. The video is some real, like, very professional special effects type shit going on, like some high end looking shit, you know what I'm saying? So big up to Acer.
That's good.
Number three, French and Genghis Khan, Notorious.
Yeah, R.I.P. Caddy.
Yeah, man, R.I.P. Caddy. Big tune. Yo, really and truly, I gotta say, when I was watching that tune, like I was first taking in the video, that shit hit me, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It was a good, the visuals they had. Yeah. And speaking in the beginning and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a proper tribute.
Yeah, man, they didn't do it in a way where it was like, you know, no offense, like nerdy.
Like, no, it's a proper tribute. It was proper. They did it well.
Yeah, man. Like,
they executed it well.
I rate it still, man. So big up to that man there. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse yourself.
No, I'm good now. I'm good.
No, I'm talking about to the people that are watching you do this.
Oh, no. I'm going to cut it out. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'll just cut out all that part where I'm just digging the boogers out of my nose. You know what I'm saying? One second here. Yeah, so where are we now? Number two.
Yes.
Maestro and Dusty Wallace, Waste Youth.
Maestro dropped out of nowhere. He just dropped out of this guy. He had a release party.
You're a waste youth.
Is that how it goes?
What?
Are you joking?
I have to hear this.
Tune.
I need to hear it.
Yo, big up to Dusty Wallace. Big up to Maestro Fresh West. You know what I'm saying? That's foundation right there.
So who's tracking?
Yo-y.
It's a Maestro song.
Dusty.
Featuring Dusty Wallace.
Yes.
Yo-y.
Mm-hmm. And Maestro, he's back, yo. You know what I'm saying? He's looking very comfortable in the pocket. I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? So big up to Maestro on that tune. He's got an up and coming album. So
yeah, they had a record release in like last week.
I was there.
Yeah. You don't tell people. Just show up. Mm-hmm. And let nobody know. Say, oh, you know, these things are going in. Mm-hmm. But it's my own fault too, because I could probably find out if I just did some research on the gram. Yeah, but
you know, it's okay.
You know, take it.
It's okay. You see, you're gonna cut that?
Oh no, me taking the pics?
No, that was me at the party.
No, I'm gonna keep it all in.
Yeah, try to act like you didn't hear it.
No, I heard it. I'm just recording it all.
It's all good.
Number one.
What's the one? What's the one?
Trey Mission, You Can Have. So big up to Trey Mission. You know what I'm saying? He's back. Nice. There was a little confusion for a second where people were like, I thought he was a UK rapper for a quick second.
Okay.
But apparently he's from here. And then I heard him on Extra Gravy Show, and I was like, oh, he's from here. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing his thing. Holla at your boy. We trying to get you on the podcast, Trey Mission. You've been talked about in the scene for a while. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to you, dog. But let's get a quick few honorable mentions. You know what I'm saying? And big up to you, Trey Mission. Honorable mentions. Black Lotus, a.k.a. Andrina Mills.
Oh.
Yeah. That's her new name, Black Lotus. Middle Child Remix. Okay, that's the remix to the J. Cole Middle Child. Smiley Tracks and Fire. Gold. Yeah, big tune. Smiley and Goldie London, Going Bad Remix. Right. That's the remix to Meek Mill.
Man, touchdown like Brady. Yo. I think I'm buying a brand new Mercedes.
Yeah. Look at all these ladies.
Yeah. Man, touchdown like Brady. Yo.
Yeah, the way he says it.
Trust me.
You know what he has? He has a very good asshole cadence. You know what I mean? That's asshole cadence. Like, what? Like, what? You didn't know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should have done known kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you dumb? You know what I'm saying? That's how his rap sound. Like, are you dumb, fam? Like,
yeah.
We already did this.
Yeah, basically.
Like, sarcasm at its finest.
Yeah. know what I mean? Like, he's probably a real sarcastic guy, like, when him and his friends crack jokes, and he just translated that into raps. So big up to fucking Smiley right there. Kevin Rowley and JC, the track that I was playing at the top of the show, Lift Off. Havaya Mighty, Women in Color, big, big tune. YN Drizzy, Focus on the Splash. Crunch Time. Streets Talking, and Noise, Dusty Loops, and Big Rube, The Sickness. Okay, that's the tune. If you might have seen on Instagram when it was working, with the dude with the turban, just spitting bars.
Okay,
killed it. Trust me, dog. One of my favorite songs.
For all the people that don't know what Friday just did, but that's a living color. A living color flipping nod right there. A nod to the living color.
Yo, I take living shots.
Color every episode live, is on YouTube.
Was a live comedy show them. Before Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
So
before Mad TV.
Before all of them. Shout out Keenan Ivory Saturday Wayne. Island.
Shout out the whole shout out the Wayne's 50, family, the 50 bro. 50-man Wayne family.
Yo, that man put on his whole family.
Facts.
Keenan Ivory Wayne's, I'm going to get you, sucker. He's an OG. Straight up facts. Hell yeah.
Do your Googles.
Straight up facts. Do your Google search on him. Keenan Ivory Wayne put on his whole family, bro.
Facts.
The man put his whole family on into this movie game, bro.
Super duper facts.
You know who Sean and Marlon Wayne's are?
White girls.
Oh yeah, white chicks.
Okay,
white
chicks. There you go. So yes. You see those guys?
They're older They're older brothers.
Mm. The man, put the whole family on.
Yo, the man put the whole family
girl.
On, bro.
There's only one girl in the whole family, but they're all actors.
Keenan Ivory Wayne even had his own talk show at one point.
Yeah, he did. It was fire. That show
Keenan
was so good.
Keenan Ivory Wayne's is the man, bro. Yo,
salute, man. If you're watching this, follow your boy. Straight up. Friday Wicked Dread. We love Hip Hop Network.
Big up Keenan Ivory Wayne. The man put on his whole family.
I got something for you. I got a blast from the past from you from when we get to the end of this segment right here.
Trust me. I'm actually so excited.
So big up the 30th anniversary. You know what? You put me on earlier about this 30th internet anniversary. Right?
Okay.
What year is it, Herc? What year was it?
88.
31 then.
No, okay. Then 89 then. Shit.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Okay. I'm basing it off of... Yeah, so hold on. I would say 88.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because my brother's 28. They say it's 30. I think it's born in 90, so yeah.
So why the fuck?
Excuse me.
My bad. Why the fuck are we celebrating with no fucking Instagram?
Who's celebrating?
No Twitter.
Nobody's celebrating. And first of all, that was yesterday. That was the day before we were late.
Oh, we weren't celebrating.
No, it's not today. It was yesterday. I just told you that. It was either yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Oh, so that's the gift.
The gift now is, oh, remember, this is what dial-up used to be like. Get a little dial-up in your fucking 2019, bitches. Huh? That's what this is basically saying.
So we have no Facebook, no IG, no Gmail.
Yo,
WhatsApp.
But you know what?
We don't have. It's not that you don't have anything. Could it's it just be a hack? Little delayed.
Could it be a hack? Could they be holding these companies hostage?
Of course.
Is someone hacking them?
At once?
So, yeah. Yo, bro, of hackers course. Are dangerous, eh? Yo, it could be an AI hack, bro. What if it's an AI hacker? What about that? Okay, all this
take.
AI technology is coming. Yo, Skynet. I know niggas seen Terminator. You understand what I'm saying? Yo.
I remember what I was saying earlier, right? There's people whose money is getting blocked, right? There's a lot of people who use social media as a tool to make awareness. Not a lot of people. Like, 99% of businesses are using social media to create awareness.
Businesses use social media to do so.
Yeah, because they know it's a drug and everybody's hooked.
Exactly. The main platform right now where people should be in a panic, and I understand Instagram is like, oh my God, is Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook's not working either?
Facebook's not working, bro. Facebook is like...
So no, WhatsApp. Is WhatsApp working?
Not really.
Listen, this isn't Tomorrowland, so maybe by the time people actually are listening to this, it's hopefully working.
Yo, we've been in a twilight zone, you know. We've been in the twilight zone since November 9, 2017 or whatever. The day Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America, we entered into a twilight zone.
Simpson said this was going
to
happen.
Listen to me. We entered into the twilight zone. The day Donald Trump became the president, we entered into the twilight zone.
So
we're living in the twilight zone right now.
You know that Well, shit. No, no. Keep going. Keep going.
No. People might think I'm crazy.
You didn't have shit to say.
I'm scared.
I don't know why you were dejected. You didn't have
anything. I'm scared. I just need to let you know that Friday Ricky Dread.
He's paranoid. He's nervous.
I'm paranoid, but I'm not saying I don't agree with you. I'm just saying, just know, YouTube, I am paranoid about us having these conversations because I know. I know Trump. He don't be taking shit lightly.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not. I'm just saying. I didn't say anything bad about the man. I just said we entered into a twilight zone.
No, no, we're good. We're on this side of the border. Simple. We ain't gonna have a Secret Service pull up.
That's what you said right now,
bro. Don't we're on this side of the border. You know they have. You know they have operators. They have operators on this side of the border too, eh? They have. They have something here called an embassy, right? So. You know they have a United States embassy here where the United the people that are going on wicked. Man, yo, we're in fucking Canada. Fuck these Canadians.
You just be at a red light. Somebody come out to your window. What were you saying about all that shit yesterday?
You had all that smoke on Donald Trump? Huh?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Anyways, they came for you,
I'm
Friday.
Concerned.
You're the face.
Hey, listen to me. I'm not bad mouthing the man. I'm just saying we entered into a twilight zone.
Watch this
now.
That's
what you're doing? That's what you're playing?
No, I'm not playing no music. Oh. So I have a picture here from the gram, okay? Because the gram, they're so hurt.
The gram tweeted.
Don't worry.
That the gram was like, yo,
we gotta tweet this shit.
Can I borrow a 280 characters for just one tweet? I know.
Is that like Instagram's first tweet ever?
I don't know.
No, I don't believe
I don't
so.
Follow Instagram on Twitter. That's the thing. Like, I've never thought to follow Instagram on Twitter until they actually tweeted.
But every company.
Fun fact. When you initially signed up for Instagram, in the past, and I think probably now I'm not exactly sure how it works. When you
can link it
now,
to your Twitter.
It was telling you to like our page on or follow our page on Twitter initially. So that was like back in like what 2012
when they were friends.
When they were like, yeah, link the you can link or you can like follow us on.
You know,
whatever.
it's like flipping Taco Bell and KFC. They had a follow. You understand what I'm saying? They got divorced. They had a follow. Pizza, all of them. They're like, yo, bun this relationship. This one's not working no more. And they went solo again. They went separate.
That's
right?
What happened.
So do you think that Twitter is baiting in it right now? They're just like,
Twitter's probably dying. Twitter's probably like, ha ha.
Hell of engagement today, yo.
You doubted them earlier when you posted that video. You didn't think it was going to actually go through.
Yeah.
So that's actually so crazy.
Twitter is
fire. Okay.
I don't use Twitter.
You will get all the news.
I don't use Twitter.
Yeah, but
you know why I don't use Twitter? Because I'm not trying to go back and forth with you.
But you gotta understand, if you're having Instagram withdrawal, right?
I'm not having withdrawal. No, I'm actually good with this. I'm good with this.
You're the girl in her bedroom who posts like maybe about 30 pictures a day.
Why I had to be a girl?
Because there ain't no niggas posting 30 pictures a day. Well, I don't follow them.
You couldn't say a person because males do this too.
I don't follow that guy.
It doesn't matter if you follow them or not, but they do it also.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
But
did you want me to find that? Because I'll find. I will glad you find you.
Listen.
The colored male that does that also.
Gucci. Thank you for the dragon, brother.
I'm sure they're out there. I just don't follow them.
Thank you, Gucci. Thank you for the
because
dragon.
Like, but okay, let's include them too.
All you had to say was person.
And the demand them who are there.
You just had to say person.
So the people who are posting like 30 pictures a day on Instagram, they're going through like the Twitchies, right? So Twitter, they're like, yo, even if I have to open a Twitter right now, at least I can get off of one, two pics.
Yeah, you can post pics, right? So, yo, hold on. What happened to Tumblr? Tumblr must be going crazy today.
No, Tumblr is actually, I think it's still working.
Exactly. So I'm saying the man probably scraped up their old Tumblr accounts. Like, yo.
There's Snapchat girls on Tumblr today.
What's
like,
my Tumblr?
Yo, click the link in the bio.
What's my Tumblr? What's my Tumblr? Oh, yeah, this is the password.
Forgot password, can't get into their Gmail to go see what it is.
Apparently, Gmail was also down in some countries.
Well,
yo,
hold on.
You know what I want to
know?
You know
we have the devil in our palm, so, right? The forbidden fruit, the apple that they bit, is right here in our palm, right? But, anyways,
you're dropping this on the table.
So,
sorry.
Now, there was a Gmail update, but so far,
today?
Yeah. I just got it. Mm-hmm. I look, you know, a couple of updates are coming true. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Insta. Nope, no Insta. But the Google came true. Google bought their business, yo.
Well, listen,
Google is the platform for all of this. So if they can't fix their issue first, everything else is not going
to
get resolved.
Yeah, because everybody's going to go to Google. How do I fix this?
Exactly.
Right?
No, the funny thing is...
Facts.
Yeah, the internet. Can fit everything. This is like a soft test.
It is.
I bet you this is a soft test.
Before Lord of the Flies Part
2. To see what happens if they really... Yo, okay. Can you imagine if they really shut down the Instagram? Yo, people are gonna dead. People are gonna mad, yo.
Listen,
yo, people are gonna dead, yo. If they shut down social media, people are gonna dead.
I don't know
how to live their life without social media.
I don't want to make a joke about people like this, but real talk, kind of a joke. You know, somebody might have kind of said, "Yo, I'm over this. I'm out of here. I'm gonna jump off the ledge,
listen,
bro.
Somebody will.
I can't get underground
it's
today.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna be a
Thursday. I'm just saying.
Issue.
Some people take the social media way too serious.
It's Thursday morning right now for the people in Tomorrowland. There might be reports already by now, as we're speaking, or like as we spoke, because I'm kind of getting lost in a time loop right now.
Whatever, whenever it happens, whenever
that
you hear
somebody might have tried to commit suicide because of this.
It's possible. Let's rebuke that.
Beer knocking on a wood.
No, but I'm saying
I understand that. That's the same thing I was saying. Basically,
people take it that serious, bro.
Oh my god!
But everybody went back to Twitter, and I'm like, it's so crazy because a lot of people didn't realize what was happening.
I'm sorry, I got invited to this one.
Go for it, Gooch.
Gooch is jumping in.
Honestly, there's a girl that I'm talking to. She only has about 100 followers. See. And she turned off the internet. She did the most.
Turned all the lights off.
She did the most. And you only have 100 followers.
Yeah.
So think about someone that has, like, you know,
millions of followers.
I'm just going to go sleep for the rest of the day. I don't even want to. I don't want to care. I don't care. I'm going to take a nap for the rest of the day.
I swear, like, I was at the gym. I looked at the clock. I'm like, 12:30 is a good time.
Yeah.
It's a nice time. Let me post something. So I'm like, all right. Put up the poster for the show.
Yeah. March 16th.
Get the info, whatever, that we're posting. And then now, so I do my thing, set up the post. Go and send it now.
Red.
As soon as it touched this, red. Something went wrong. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Try again.
They give you that.
I try again.
Internet, Wi-Fi, everything.
Yeah, but I have internet there. It says internet, but it's saying no internet connection. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Right, and you went about your business, right?
I went back to the gym. Then what happened was I posted the same. I was like, oh, maybe it's the link that I copied.
Yeah.
So I went back. It says something went wrong.
Yeah.
So I went back, and then I redid the link again, recopied the information. As soon as I put it into my feed, boom. Something wrong again. I'm like, holy shit. All right, cool. Waited a bit. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to put in my story.
Yeah.
So I went to my story. I put it in my story. It was sitting in my stories. And I thought, okay, so now I'm thinking, it posted in the stories.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I didn't put no captions or anything. I just put the visual.
Yeah.
Then, about 5 hours later, I see an exclamation mark on my story. I'm like, what's going on?
Every time it didn't upload.
It was sitting there for the last 5 hours trying to upload in my stories. But it didn't have it looks like, you have a story.
You are so clumsy on camera.
What are you looking for, Freddy?
Continue.
I was like, okay. So I just put down the phone, went about my business, finished my workout. Thinking to myself, okay, cool. Got home now, put the phone on the charger. I'm like, it's still sending the other ones. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Right? Then I sent you the picture like, why is IG dealing with me like
this? But that's what I realized I was having the issue too.
That's the text. I sent the guy, I'm like, why is IG dealing with me so?
No, like, but I felt better when you sent that to me because I was like, it's not only you.
Bro, listen to me.
Oh.
I went to go check my, I went past my mom. I hear my brother. This is some bullshit.
Baby bro's at home just fucking right to throw his phone at the wall.
I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, all of my shit's gone, bro. There's nothing there.
Models crying.
Bro, I'm like, yo, bro, just relax. My phone is fucked up too, but my IG and everything is fucked up. Take it easy. Just breathe. Because the man, he's like, fuck, this is some bullshit. What the hell, man? Like, But I know, yo, there's a lot of people, just like you said, that girl with 100 followers. Yes. There's a lot of people like that.
You had a meltdown too?
I didn't have a meltdown.
I looked at mine. I looked at my IG. I was trying to post something. It didn't work, so I turned off my internet as well.
Okay.
And then I turned it back on. That didn't work. I tried to go out to my another account, business account.
That's exactly what I did.
So I went on my business account. That's not working. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So
sweating.
I started calling someone and say, what the hell?
This is what social media did to
all of us. It's a drug.
There was girls at home probably crying.
It's a drug. Social media is a drug. Yo, you just gotta select what type of fiend you are when it comes to Instagram and those social medias. No, I'm telling you, it's a drug. Like, yo, people say, oh, cigarettes, marijuana, alcohol. But no, social media is a fucking drug.
Somebody's kick the chair.
People are sweating right now. People are shaking it rough.
Fucks up your day.
People are shaking it rough because people need that little endorphin rush they get when people like their posts and all of that shit. You understand what I'm saying? It's a drug. The people get high off of this.
Think about this. All the people at work actually had to work.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know the people that are trying to get that little 2 seconds in?
They had to work the whole 8 hours instead of surfing the gram for about an hour of it.
I thought about that.
I'm not gonna lie, I got the same message I would have gotten on Instagram. I checked the message, I replied to the message, I put my phone down. Went about my day, and I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, Instagram's not working. Because that's exactly what happened. Everybody turned around at work. They were like, oh my God, Instagram's not working.
Office.
People in the office probably didn't even know what's going on. They're like, no, this is a thing.
Were on the ground this whole time? Why instead of working?
Let it refresh. Because, yo, like you said, Gucci, I didn't turn off my internet, but I went to my next page. I hard reset my phone. Wow. I turned my phone off completely. I'm not even going to lie. I hard reset. I did too. Listen to me. I'm figuring, because before it's giving me an option to erase the post. It's either try to repost it or remove it. Now, there's nothing. You can't do nothing. It's just sitting there on my screen. I screenshot the man. I send the man. So I'm like, yo, look how they're dealing with me, fam.
This is crazy.
Listen. Yeah. Okay.
It'll be okay.
Let's get off of the gram.
Fix it.
We've given the gram. This is how important it is. We've given the gram about 20 minutes of content.
Has it been that long?
I think so. I'm looking at the time.
Yo, you want another joke?
It's okay.
You want another joke, though?
What's up?
The people appreciate this 20 minutes because they want to know.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not the only one? Okay. You know, people, I'm telling you, people are going to be like, okay, it's not only me. You understand what I'm saying? Just like you, like, oh, so it's not only me. Because at one point, I thought, yo, maybe it's what I'm posting.
Put the news down.
And they're fucking with the post. So I took another picture, completely different. Made my own post and it's still up there waiting to send. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing to do.
Don't worry, girlfriend. Get him tomorrow.
Or boyfriend.
No.
Whoa,
pause.
Whoa. Who has boyfriend? Boyfriend's side?
No, fam. I'm not.
Girlfriend.
I can't discriminate against the other people. I'm here to, you know, to be okay. It's
alright. I support you, Sam. One thing before we go. And we take this break here. Just to remember this, okay? Always remember that Lawrence Fishburne was cowboy.
Did
cowboy.
You pass away or something?
No. He's still around.
Just remember that he was always cowboy. Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis. Shout out Cowboy Curtis.
Pee-wee Herman.
Wow, that nigga looked like a Spanish dude.
Remember?
I thought it was a Spanish guy. I didn't even realize it was Larry Fishburne.
Do you know what Pee Wee Herman is?
Okay, so Larry Fishburne. You know my line is for Larry Fishburne now?
Lawrence, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Who uses their real name to do porn? That's the line.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Well, shout out to you, Larry Fishburne, and shout out to you, Lawrence.
AKA Jump the Gun.
Cowboy Chris.
But gang's in New York. Jump the Gun. Watch that. If you haven't seen it, watch that. That's Larry Fishburne. That ain't Lawrence. That's Larry Fishburne.
AKA Trey's dad.
Oh.
Or the other
Furious
guy's dad.
Styles. Oh, you're talking about Furious Styles. Boys in the Hood.
And Cowboy Curtis. Let's take a quick break.
Thank you for telling me that because
I just had to put it out there into the world.
How did you figure that out?
Shout out to Reddit. That's where I found it. I found it on Reddit. Yeah. let's take a quick break.
You didn't tag it.
Hmm?
You didn't tag it.
No, I'll do it in post. Let's do a track here. I got a track for the ladies by Hawaya Mighty. It's called Women In Women Color.
In Women Color. Coincidental.
If I was taller, you would run from me, huh? If I wasn't ballin', I couldn't be a cup of tea, huh? I mean, what if I wasn't somebody, huh? Since rapping makes you so uncomfortable, huh? You never actually fuck with me, huh? They used to say I'm too loud, but that's cool now. Love my skin, always been proud, guess that's in now. They used to say I'm too black with that crew rap, and I couriered a boom bap over new trap. Huh, wearing your maze. Before they called us monkey niggas, where are those days? That cotton picking, fucking with them, where are those slaves? I want them on the rise like varicose veins. Yeah. And I'm darker than my friends. Yeah. And finally they see it and they start to get the trend. I gotta do 2 times more to get 4 times less. But it's cool cause I'm sharper in the end. Still, let's talk about it. About the fact I got commercial appeal. So ultimately it's them dollars that be turning the wheel. Most my homies, they want gold and not that surgical steel. They wanna make more than we currently will. I mean, I get it, I'm trying to stay.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm going to bring us back with a tune here by Makati. It's called DMDI.
Yeah. Don't make me do it. Make it no move, but I make you look stupid. Bitch, she love me. Bitch, I'm stupid. Don't make me do it. Don't make it no move, but I make it look stupid. Bitch, she love me. Bitch, I ain't stupid. Move, bitch, move.
All right. So we are back. We got our interview of the evening popping off right now. And we got a full house in the building with us over here. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching you guys' videos for the last year. One where y'all really caught my attention is the Black of the Dawn show. Mm-hmm. When y'all came up on the stage and did your thing, and I seen like the whole squad of Mandem, and I was like, yo, Mandem are doing their thing, and the songs that I already heard before, I got more of an understanding when I seen like the rawness of the way you guys were doing your thing on stage. You know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, we have the squad 365 in the building, all right? And I want to get a rundown of all your all names. So let's start from my right over here and make a rundown here.
You know, it's Bali, aka Ballman. You know.
Okay.
Go back.
Oh, shut up. Yo, that's a first.
Too much loud. Too much loud.
That's a first.
Okay, we love hip hop first.
That's a first.
That's okay. History.
So Ballman.
Ballman, Barley. Okay. Ballman, all of that.
And you, sir.
I go by Slime, J Slime.
J Slime.
Dirty Young Dirty.
You got your mic right over here. You can we can hear you from there.
Well, Dirty Young Dirty, man. You know we come.
Dirty Young Dirty. Okay. And you, sir?
You know it's KG.
KG. Okay. So, okay. Why the name 365? That's the first thing that popped into my mind. Yeah.
Day every day, you know?
Okay.
Every day. Consistent, be on your shit. 365 days a year, you know, that type of shit.
Every day grind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I'm watching the videos, and like, there was one that I was watching earlier, right? Where there was a squad of y'all. Besides the track Galore, we're gonna get to that in a second, okay? Where there was a bunch of y'all in there. And I seen all four of y'all in that video. And then I seen another video where y'all were over by Young and Finch, and there was a white youth that was rapping in that video.
Mm-hmm.
So how many, Young and Shepherd, right? How many of y'all are in total in the squad, man? Like, what's the number? Like the number and the rappers in the squad.
The rappers is divided because you know, growing up you meet a lot of people. You have a lot of friends, right? Mm-hmm. They fuck with us. We fuck with them. They're doing their music shit too. We see that. You know, there's nothing to make a track with them. It's easy. Yeah. So you know they're rapping. So There's we have 365, mm-hmm. and then we also have some niggas that we chill with. My brethren, we grew up with them. They started rapping. They go by FMB. They're here in the building too right now. You know.
Okay.
So you know, there's FMB. That guy that you seen, that white guy in the track, Young and Finch. That's mm-hmm. my nigga BP. He's on the shit too. He just started rapping. Mm-hmm. Dropped a couple tracks. You know.
Okay. How did y'all feel when you seen that track Galore start jumping into the numbers? Because it's not like 1.2 million right now.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a surprise though, because we had a few tracks before that. You know,
we're doing good numbers.
We're doing good numbers.
Yeah,
right?
That was the expected mill right there.
So how do you expect the mill?
Cause it was when
it was,
you know,
it was a hot track. You know it in the stew when you make it.
2016, like, it was hot. Like, was you know, hot. We were the only guys really, you know, rapping those times. We just started rapping, so it took fire quick. Like, you know, but we're young though.
Okay. Not a lot of people were rapping in the city at the time too. You know? We kind of set the tone for a lot of these guys too. You know.
Yeah.
They came in. Everybody's doing their thing. You know.
I like the rap game in Toronto right now.
For sure.
It's good right
in
now.
The Galore, you had dreads.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what threw me out, because then when I see the scraping the pot track, I'm like, yo, that's the same. But then okay. Now
I had to cut it still. Fuck, bro.
It's all gravy. It can always grow back. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want. But yeah, no, that's what I've... Okay, so that... Yeah, all right.
Well, fuck. Okay. Because I... You know, we have our regular order of questions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But my brain works in all these different ways. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a man that used to have locks back in the days, right? A.K.A. Ricky Dredd.
I used to have locks, too.
Right? Sick. So why did you cut your locks? What happened?
Bro, it's just getting too... Just too much, like, you know? Getting too recognized. You know, so I just have to cut it. Okay. Just start over. Like, you know, I could get it back maybe a couple of years.
And, like, what was the reception like when you all started seeing that past 105,000 or 5,000, 500,000, 700,000? You start getting those numbers. Like, now you're walking on road. Mm-hmm. What's it like now? Like, after that starts happening?
You don't really too focus on it, really, you know? You're living your life, you know? You have other shit to do in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's good because you go out here and there, you know, your fans will see you, be like, yo, what's popping, what's popping.
You just have to be humble.
You know?
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing, and just a quick side note, even with the fans, right? And Herc and I go through this all the time, right? Because we have such a demographic of thuggy fans, right?
Yeah.
It kind of, do you ever get thrown off, and this is a question for all y'all, right? You ever get thrown off by a fan thinking, why is this guy watching, like, yo, is this an op or something like that? And then the man tells you, yo, I'm a fan. Like, and y'all have that experience?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah. There's a bunch of times. There's one of those times where...
So much niggas.
There was one time, there's a man, like...
Just come closer to the mic.
There was one time we were walking. I think it was in Texas now. I was down here. We were walking. There's a guy, they walk past us. They're looking at us. Then they walk past us again. Now we're looking like, all right, so yo, what's going on there now, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, it's nothing, yo. I know you guys are. You guys are sick, yo. Da, da, da. You know, it's like, it's love, but some people have to chill sometimes, you know? The way they're moving, just come say what up and relax, you know? Do your thing. Like,
dope, but it's, that's a dope feeling, man. Yeah. That must be a really good feeling, though. Yeah, we go through it ourselves, and I'm like, for you guys who have that much views, you must go through it way more, you know what I'm saying? How do y'all split up the tracks, being so many in a group?
Just go to the stool, you know?
Whoever's at the
random
stool.
Random day, you know? Some people might be not be able to make it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Some people are there, you make a banger, and then that's what it is. Really, okay. Like, we don't set it up, like, we don't go to the stool and say, you and you are on this track, you know?
Yeah.
Just
go. So what's the beat selection like? I mean, you guys are selecting beats, like, you just...
We run two beats. We just let it play.
Make a producer, yeah.
We hear 1, 2, 3 beats that are good. Pick those 3 beats. You start with 1 track and go.
Freestyle.
Yeah. Even with, like, when you're going into your approach of making music, and we're going to get into, like, a little music thing for a second. Do you go in with the mindset of... All right, man, then just jump on the beat and do whatever, and then we'll figure out later. Or we're going to make this kind of song or this kind of song.
It's whatever mood you're in, right? Go to the stool. I've had a bad day. I'm going to make an angry track.
Yeah.
You know, I had a good day. I'm going to brag. I'm going to tell you I had a good day in the track, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like the first person that goes on and kind of sets the tone.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the first person could come with any vibe, then you're like, all right, we have to come with this, you know?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been rapping together?
3 years now.
3 years now? That's what, okay, so you guys started out just boom, group, one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you guys have that, you guys are familiar with Wu-Tang Clan, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? So Wu-Tang had that model where they were going to form like Voltron, right? Mm. So together they're Wu-Tang, yeah. But then everybody had separate deals going on.
Yeah.
So do you guys have that kind of outlook at it, or is it like group beginning to end?
Yeah, that like no ASAP mob Wu-Tang Clan, like, you know.
ASAP,
yeah. Yeah, his man's in it, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So are Mandem working on different solo shit each too?
I have solo tracks.
Yeah.
You okay. Know, there's so much shit in the vault, like.
Features. Like,
we get cheese because there's so much shit in the vault.
It's not released, you know.
Yeah. Wow. It intrigues me because, like, you guys are a group and there's so many solo rappers out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. What makes you guys motivated to even be a group? And, like, that baffles me just for some reason.
Some people are weird.
Deeper than rap, for sure.
Yeah.
Way deeper than rap.
I feel like the way we sound on the track together, it's a hit. Like, people make solo tracks, they'll have a sick chorus, weak verse. Or, like, a sick verse, weak chorus. I know this guy's gonna hit on the verse.
Seems like something's missing.
You know, yeah. Like, you know, everybody has their strong suits. I know this guy's gonna hit me with a verse. I mean, a chorus. It's gonna be fire. This guy's gonna hit me with a fire verse. I'm gonna hit a fire verse. You know, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put the track together, it's amazing. You know, I like that sound. Like, you know, I can't wait to hear the next man's verse.
That's what I'm gonna say, because it makes it, it's almost like a friendly competition amongst you. Right? Whose verse is gonna come harder, who's gonna jump on the track, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's delivering more? And so which do you guys find, like, do you prefer rapping with, say, Slime and Dirty, or like do you want it with KG? Doesn't matter, just
it
how
doesn't
the,
matter. Whoever's in
just
the
how
studio,
the vibe dude. Flows in
we're
the studio.
We're all sicker together. Once we're all on the same page, we're just sicker together. Like, that's what people don't understand. You have to work together. Like, people think they can do it by themselves.
Yeah, so teamwork, basically.
Yeah, like, you know, this is my guy. Like, we're obviously gonna crush bear shit, crush bear tracks.
Sure.
Like, it's nothing. Like, it's easy.
Okay.
How'd y'all get your YouTube channel at so many subscribers?
Over time.
Been doing this.
I asked that because a lot of people who are releasing, all the rappers are releasing videos on YouTube. That's the main platform.
Yeah.
But I don't see a lot of people focusing on the amount of subscribers that they have.
Exactly.
So what made you guys focus on the subscribers and know that that was a thing to do?
It wasn't even a focus. We dropped music and, like, the people fuck with us, so people subscribed, right? I didn't even know at a point in time that we had so much subscribers. I'm here thinking I have like 2,000 subscribers on the page.
Yeah.
And you guys hit me, showed me this page, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know, it's over time it builds.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a couple years now, right?
Well, that's a valuable thing, especially in the media world, right? What, social media, just content world, to have that much of a subscriber base on YouTube. Because it's not easy to get subscribers as it is to get followers on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So you guys never were like, yo, please subscribe, nothing like that. It was just totally organic.
Yeah, it was organic stuff. Nobody did any, like, promotion on this and get us to 4K or drop this
about the subscribers.
Because remember, we've been doing this. That's the thing. We've been doing this for some time now. So it's not one of those where it's like, all right, you know, let's focus on the subscribers now. Like, nah,
it's organic. It's organic. Just grew.
It just farted.
Yeah.
It just farted.
That's a blessing, though. That's good. That means that you guys are onto something. You guys have a sound. You have a wave that people are obviously fucking with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I want to know a little bit further back, okay? And we're gonna go. We'll go from left to right here, okay? Give me a little bit before the rapping. Like, what was going on? Like, high school life, growing up, the end, that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with you, KG.
Most of us linked up around like middle school, end of middle school. You know, that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, before everything's, you know, it's normal.
Ball.
Normal shit. We're playing ball. Yeah, like, you know, we're linking up at
the
center.
Your mic over a little bit too.
Yeah, we're linking up at the center and shit. Mans are obviously doing, you know, normal, typical shit that you go through in high school. Get in trouble here and there, whatever. And then, mans just started rapping for fun, you know? At one man's sides, we're just like, yo, let's do something. We went over a Future beat.
Okay.
Yeah, that song's still on SoundCloud right now. It has a couple 100,000 streams.
Sick.
And then, that's just really what happened. That's when we started rapping and shit.
Yeah. J-Bone, after that we did No More.
Mm-hmm.
And that started to like pick up bare streams. I don't know what that was doing. And then, now we just kept on going.
Okay.
We could do it still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, like before the rapping, like what was going on with you, like before the man them linked up?
Not much shit, you know, I was in school, I was playing ball, but like ball wasn't even working. I was getting in trouble in school, you're not allowed to play ball, you know, bad stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just typical shit.
Yeah.
You know? Trying to, no more shit.
And what about you, Bobby?
Yeah, we all grew up, we all did the same thing, you know? We all played ball. You either play a sport, you rap, or you do the street shit, right?
And that's how you know a lot of people out here, too. Like, so a lot of these rappers, a lot of people out here, you know them through ball and shit, you know?
Really?
So, you know, you see, you know?
There's always something before rap. Like, you know, you have a life of your own at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you work, you meet your people, then now, look, it's like, boom, like, oh, these guys are rapping. Oh, I'm rapping, too. Like, these guys are rapping, I'm rapping, too.
Yeah.
So any of you produce?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirty was producing at the jump.
Okay.
While he was rapping. This guy was on his laptop every day and shit. You know, we walked to the script, tell this guy to relax a little bit, like.
So it's software? Or like you can bang it out on an MP or use like
keyboard. I had a keyboard still.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then I took it and like, I'm focusing too much on this. Let me just work on this rap shit. Just go hard in this thing. It just started taking off from there. Like, we just got more serious after that.
This guy went to the States and produced some shit, some solo shit. Mm-hmm. Check out, he filmed the vid actually. Has like, 70, 60K? I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, this guy, that's produced by him, so, you know, you could go look at that and shit.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah,
like, whatever though, but it's just the music, that's what really counts. Like, you know, you have to just go hard with this music shit. Rapping, I find it easier now, like, you know. When I did the beat shit, it just made me understand more shit. Like, it's easy.
You just a question I have for you, KG, right? You have the track Profit, right? Give us and you talk a lot of struggles in that song, right? Give us an example, like, and this is a question I'm gonna bring around the room, right? Cause you talk about going to rock bottoms and different things in that song, right?
Yeah.
Give me an example of a rock bottom situation.
Yeah, that's real shit, you know? Like, I can't go too deep into that, but, like, that song's actually some real shit, you know? That personally happened with me, you know? Crazy shit, you know? I won't even talk about it, but.
Yeah.
Some other shit, you know? Man's are always doing their thing, you know? You stack up and then. Some crazy shit happens, you know. Someone might get jealous or mad, turn on you, you know, set you up, that kind of shit. You have to start over, start from nothing again, you know. After you just built your shit up. That's like the best example I can give for that, you know.
Okay. And what about you, Dirty Bird?
On that track?
No, just in general. Like I'll give you guys like my rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I went through my situation back in the days with the crib getting burnt up and fucking I got locked for a fucking burner off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I had to go through all to the point where now, you know, I'm through all the charges and all the convictions and all that from years ago, but I can't go fucking past the border because of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But at that point, that was my rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I made some changes in my life. I stopped drinking and blah, blah, blah. Right, so that's what I'm talking about when I talk about rock bottoms. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. So give me some more examples.
When you lose something,
if you have any examples,
like you lose something,
you know,
bro,
you could get knocked and shit. You know, that's like shit. That's the worst shit. That's really rock bottom because you know, after that, there's nothing you could do. Like in the moment until after, you know, obviously you could come back, but. Same thing, you have to start from zero again, you know?
Yeah.
That's the worst, going back to zero. Really. Like, imagine you can be at one, two, doesn't matter. Going back to zero always hurts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
What about
shit.
You, yeah.
Being broke, losing a close friend, you know?
Yeah, for
people
sure.
People dying.
Yeah.
There's bare rock bottoms, bro, but... You know, you can't just stay there. You can't be stagnant.
Everybody's
right?
Rock bottom's different, though. You know, something might hit you harder than like some same situation could happen to both of us. It might not hit him as hard as me. You know, his rock bottom could be different. It all depends on when it hits in your head. You know, like fuck, this is it. Like,
yeah,
do or die.
No, no. Well said, and very true, very true.
Talk about this rock bottom. Let's talk about upper proper. You know, like what's going on in 2019? What do you guys look like? You know what I mean? What are the movements for 2019?
You're gonna be on these niggas next for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay. When you celebrated a birthday recently, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Happy belated birthday. Respect. You know what I'm saying? But we got on some other tips because I was a little somber, like fuck all.
You know, I
Friday going some weird places sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like
I do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
That's the ghost in the room. She badges us up all the time. That's her job.
Social media, right? With the way that you guys have all the accumulated amounts of views on different videos, and you know what I mean, you have a growing following, right? How do you keep yourself sane with, like, you know, there's like a battle for clout. Clout seems to be like the most important thing to people in the world. But you guys seem to be pretty chill and like not really like out there, but still accumulating. Like,
because all we have is organic. Like you
the
said,
money is more important.
It's real shit. Like, there's other shit. Folk, like I said,
they do anything for clout.
niggas are literally putting their life into trying to boom in this rap shit. Trying to secure my life after that. Like, fuck that shit. If it comes, it comes, you know?
Yeah.
Life, there's a life before and after rap, bro.
A lot of people are rapping and that's their only plan, you know?
Yeah.
How could that be your only plan? Like,
can't put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right. Talk on it. Right. Yeah, music
can't put money in your pockets at the beginning, eh? So people are scared to work a job or, you know, get it the hard way because they rap.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. Get it how you live, bro.
Get it how you live, bro.
So with that being said then, like, with the rap shit and, like, let's say now this is popping off, y'all being, you know, doing shows all over the place like that. What other plans do you guys have? Like, you know, like business plans. Like,
if you weren't rapping, what would you be doing other than rapping? I'm not saying illegally or, you know, like, what would your aspiration? Acting, maybe architecture, some, who knows? Nah, like, you know what I'm saying?
I find that cell phone business, those black businesses, those are really, really sick to me. Like, you know, that's something I'd do. Like, I don't want to work for the man. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. I want to open up my, like, even a barber joint, like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to cut hair, but I want to own that joint, you know?
Yeah, no.
People go work in there, you know? Give me my money. Same shit.
Okay.
That's shit I see, and it's very, very good to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Investing property or some shit.
Right.
You know? That's the best shit. That's what you hear from all the older people, you know? Invest in some property. Make a quick couple hundred racks.
Yeah. So, like, what about if you guys have, and what about you, Bali? What would you be doing if, like, you didn't want to get into the rap shit? I'm not saying, like, fucking go ahead and get 100 bricks, like, fucking whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
trust me, man. You can, anything, really.
Like, in a perfect world, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, like KG said it, you know, you gotta invest into property. You gotta make money. The only thing in this world, you know, it revolves around money, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta make money to survive, so. You gotta make money to do anything. You gotta make money to even walk outside these days, bro.
Yeah.
So, the saying is, it takes money to make money.
It takes money to make money. So whatever you do, just make the money before you do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And then you could do any plan that you have in your brain.
Let me ask you guys a music question. Okay. Toronto wise. I was at this listening party.
My phone, bro. You continue for my
phone. Sir, I was at this listening party for Maestro the other day, right? You know, Canadian foundation legend, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then it made me realize, like, I've been listening to a lot of Canadian hip hop for years, like, to now where I'm listening to you guys and all of the newer rappers who are coming out. So for you guys, like, were you hearing, like, were you guys influenced anyway by Canadian rap, like, coming up? Because it's not something I'm always expecting. Sometimes people just listen to American shit. But what Canadian stuff was on your radar when you were coming up?
Honestly, like, growing up, man's really listened to, like, Rony, Smoke Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that bit, fucking Kilo, like, those guys. That's all I really knew personally. Like, fucking Sam G, Oates, like, you know, like, that's what I'm listening to. That's why.
Oates?
Yeah,
I wish I lived in Texas.
Heartless Jesus. That's what man's are hearing of, you know?
Yeah.
Then from there, the rap scene was dead. High school came, the new era. Like, I believe that we're part of the new era. We started this new this new wave of rap in the city. Like, you know, there's only a few niggas out when we were out. You know,
Safe came with that.
Safe started it. Real shit. I feel like Safe started it. He came with that. Easy, boom.
Bear Man, then Bugs, Black Challenger,
R.I.P. Smokey really turned up the city, you know?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was sad. And R.I.P. to his manager also, who passed away.
Yeah. That's really interesting because, like, from our generation, we know the Cardinals and, like, we'll bring up, like, the Socrates and the Point Blanks of the world and stuff, right? Yeah. Where you guys used... You spoke about this earlier in the interview, that gap. I know what years you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of years.
Right? Tell me what years you guys are thinking, and we'll see if we're on the same page.
This is like, fuck. Like,
Roni heard that street shit.
It's like everybody got locked up, one shot.
All that.
But what, like, what
that
years
was that? Year
like,
that was like,
what
it was like
2015 is the new wave. That's the new wave. That's when the new wave kicked in. So this is like 2013, 2014,
2015,
2016, 2017, 2018,
2019
now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's that span right there.
So you're saying between 2000 and like 12, 2010, to about 2015, 2016, yeah, there was
like
a little bit of a gap.
Yeah, Sam G was killing it for a minute, then he got locked up. That whole Vern, the whole Vern block was like doing their thing.
That's crazy.
Like that whole section of they're dropping music, they're doing their thing, and then Sam G got locked up, and then it's kind of like it got like divided almost, where niggas just were still doing their thing, but it was like it didn't seem as
it was like a moment.
Like you said, it was like a like it almost like you said, a lot of people got arrested, and it just went down. The scene just died down, and then it just came back with a vengeance. Like
like it's back.
We're not gone. We might have missed a couple of years, but we're still here and we're fighting. And then this is a lot of
definitely
MCs.
Different. Definitely super different.
So how do y'all feel about it now that we're at now?
I love it, bro. I see it as competition, right? Everybody, I like it. You know, come with the checks, bro. I love that shit. I love hearing it. It makes me want to go to the store and make the next banger in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just make me want to get better.
Everybody's going harder now. Everybody's going harder now.
This is facts.
The young boys. Going crazy.
Everybody's going harder now.
Yeah.
Young boys are going crazy.
Fuck. Well, the list that even that we ran down earlier, there was like the 6 tracks and then another like 15 honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 week of music.
I'm telling you, bro, it's crazy.
It's picking up. Mm-hmm. Definitely picking up.
Yeah.
Every week there's new music.
It has to be quality music though. You can't just put out anything.
That's right.
It has to be quality.
Talk to them. Make sure they know quality counts.
Yeah, so what do you guys do to make sure that you ensure that?
You have us personally, like I said, there's a lot of people. We run the track through. Mm-hmm. If majority of us think it's a banger, then there's gonna be a majority in the world that thinks it's a banger too. So we're gonna go with that track. So like I said, like there'll be 10 tracks. Out of the 10 tracks, which one are you in the car playing on repeat?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which tracks are those? Those are the tracks that would need to be released, you know?
Yeah.
You just gotta know stuff. You definitely have to know what the people want. What's going on? Like, what am I dropping right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
What about that? Because you guys are a group, okay? So, where's that moment where it's like, nah, fam. That na make it, mention.
What?
How did that conversation happen?
That's not hard, fam.
It happens every time.
Like, hey, you know what? That verse is not. You know, go back in the booth. I think you can do
better. That's your people, bro. You have to hear it out. Like,
that's what you guys are waiting.
Us personally, like,
I'll do it.
If you're chilling with us on the ones, like, you're gonna think that man's are about to scrap each other or something, beat it up at each other, like, or something crazy. Like, man, it's just everyday shit, you know? Yeah, like, man's just brothers, you know?
Yeah. So you could just say, yo, dog, nah, that's not dope. And man's not gonna take it personally.
Yo, we hear what this guy just spit. Is this what this guy spit? It's like, you guys get violent.
You don't do this too much, though. Like, you know, so it's nothing. Like,
but that's for the competition.
It's worse than that, bro.
No, I know. I'm being light. I'm being light. Because you know you can be like, yo, this fucking, like, yo, what's wrong with this fucking guy? Yo, why are you moving like that? And you can get real hyped up, like you said, yo, you think the man are about to fight. But no, we have a relationship. We have a rapport. We go back many a year. That's dope. I'm seeing, like, so you guys can do that to each other. It's like me and my brethren. Like I said earlier, I was making fun of this guy, but you know what I'm saying? Well, I was drinking whatever too much.
Yeah, we crack on each other.
You know,
all the time.
I'm cracking on Friday, but we have a friendship like that, you know what I'm saying? So we're just like, people are still like, yo,
that's
I just got dealing with him like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys know each other, so it's
That's please keep light. It that way, yo. You know what I mean? Because I see you guys, I see the way y'all are moving. It's you're getting engagement from what you're doing now, and it can only become more.
Yeah.
So when they start injecting you with crazy money, stay the same fucking way.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to deal or do you want to stay independent?
Independent.
Yes, good question.
Yeah. All the way on your masters, right?
But at the same time, you have to grow, though, you know? You have to go through shit to understand it, right? Mm-hmm. You can just hear it from other people, but you have to go through it yourself, right?
There are people that have deals in the city. The deal puts you in a good situation. Yeah.
Like, don't get it wrong. Like,
there
you know,
are people probably have deals in the city you guys don't even know.
Oh, no. I know. I be knowing.
He's dropping over here. I know what's going on. Like capping, you know? No, but it's true, though. Like, it's easy. Depending on the deal, right? If the deal works for you guys, then, it's a proper deal, then it would make sense. But if the deal doesn't make sense, then...
Yeah, so... I feel like this half y'all want to go keep it Indian, half y'all are like, what does the bag look like?
Wherever the bag's right, you know?
Yeah.
If the bag looks right for all of us, then, yo, just take it, right?
Yeah.
If it's one of those ones where, like, yo, it's going to put us in a situation to get the bag maybe 3 years from now, but the bag's looking right 3 years from now, then, yo, we can take it. It's all opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Lessons learned and shit, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, you have to learn, you have to experience stuff.
Exactly.
Where do y'all see the Toronto scene being in the next 5 years?
Crazy.
Much still. See a lot more mainstream rappers. That's what I see still. I feel like a lot of guys
states people are getting involved too.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So probably a bunch of features. It's just gonna pick up, bro.
Yeah.
Is there any features that you're looking forward to having? Like people you'd want to work with?
Anyone, bro. Anyone would be like.
Like even in the city, it doesn't even have to be across the border. Like even in anybody in the city.
Fuck with anyone who's trying to make music, bro. People are not ready to work together. I don't know why. All
right. Everybody's moving hard on each other. They're not taking in the music shit right now. They're listening. So imagine putting two and two together. Holy.
That's what I was saying a couple of weeks back. If we could work together, stop the politics, you know, you guys could probably, we could build something nice in this city.
Yeah, then the whole state could see, like, Toronto's on the marketing, like, you know, the bear man.
I see it like that too, but, like, don't get me wrong, there's some politics is deep, you know.
Obviously, so, I like, know, yo, some politics can't just get squashed over.
I like it too, you know. I like it like that too, because, yo, it brings No, diversity, bro. Just man's a. Sometimes man's attack each other on the tracks and shit. You know, it brings out a good track in a man. You know, that's how I see it. You know,
compete with a man on a track and don't have to worry about it getting any further than just the track. It's just music.
Yeah.
But
more times it's something before the track.
Yeah.
Something way before the track came up.
If you're like you said, if you're collabing with somebody else and the man's getting at you. But you know, it's just on the music. It's not a personal thing. It's just for the track. You guys are like, not like a diss thing. It's just like a sparring. Like you know
us
what I mean?
Between each other or someone else?
No, somebody else. You're saying with like another person. Like, say if it's collabing with someone. At least that's the no-go.
That's the idiot.
Okay. So then the collaboration.
No collabs
be getting at
you. No, this is what he's saying. This is what he was saying that, like, not getting it, but it's like making you like. So
he's saying,
he's basically saying,
who raps better?
Yeah, basically.
I thought he said like.
No, he's saying,
you could rap, go against each other, and not war right after. Like
you know, it's not gonna be all rap. It's just music.
I see Brady States man's doing that shit.
He's
on their fucking social media wave right now.
No, that's all good. It's all good, bro.
He's sending shots at Bear Man, but like that's the thing though. Like that shit comes with. It's fucking, you know, comes with downfalls, right?
Yeah.
Can't be doing that shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't know, bro. This shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
City's fucked up.
There's a main difference, and I understand where everybody's coming from when it comes to the difference between the Americans doing what they do and they beef against each other. Half of the time, these niggas ain't gonna see each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in a small city.
Yeah.
So it's a way different story when
man's
already.
And that's the thing, too. Like, with the rap scene, a lot of these guys are in the city, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like Vancouver, because Canada, right?
Yeah. It's
Toronto, that's where the rap scene is, really, Toronto.
Yeah.
Some bands in Montreal, like, you know, I hear shit, you know, there's bands in Montreal, but it's Toronto, really, where the music's being generated right now, you know? So
yeah.
A lot of people know each other and shit, you know?
It's
deep down here.
Last question I have for you guys, and then we're gonna cut to our new segment we have called Smoke and Mirrors. What do you guys have as far as a full project coming out? I'm looking for, I want to hear like a collaborative of like 365 tracks from 1 to like 17. You guys have something like that planned?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%. We're just trying to line it up perfectly. We gotta calculate shit, like, you know.
Trying to build a buzz for the tape, so, you know, probably drop a few videos. Get definitely. The buzz there. Drop, you hit you guys with the tape.
Okay.
Got the tape in the works, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's tracks for days in the vault, right?
Mm.
Everything needs to be released. New tracks we work on. Shit gets put in order.
Mm.
So I'm gonna hit you guys with that.
Dope.
But you know, for now, go check out all the new shit.
Yeah.
Scrape the Pot, Pyrex.
That track's fire.
All the tracks, man. Go check out the new shit.
Yeah. I had one more question. You guys do a lot of tracks. I seen two things. You got a couple of tracks with Jay Brown, right? What's the connection with Jay Brown? Because he's on Galore, mm-hmm. and he's on like two other tunes that I seen up on y'all channel,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the one question. And in my the second part of the question is, you have a September track on y'all channel as well,
yeah.
who's We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the connection with those two rappers? Because you're obviously working yeah. with other rappers. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, fucking. Us as our people,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of people, you know. Jay Brown, we grew up with Jay Brown. Jay Brown's 365 till you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Jay Brown, but he's doing his music shit, you know. He seen the music shit and he knew how to fucking get his features and shit. Like mm-hmm. that shit we're working on too right now. You know, he taught us that.
Yeah.
So you know, Jay Brown, September 2. September is from the ends. No September and shit, you know? He makes good music. You know, Bali has a track with September. Fucking. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys check that one out.
Yeah, man. September goes hard.
Yeah, September's alumni.
Yeah. Yeah, man. 365 in the motherfucking building, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to hold y'all for something called Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay? Yeah, it's not a new segment. I don't know where you got this, but a new segment talk.
Quick break.
Change okay. the batteries.
Yeah, we'll do a quick battery switch over and we'll go to the Smoke and Mirrors segment.
Weed every day. The tea is exceptionally good today.
Okay. Smoke and Mirrors. It's like our new segment where we talk about things that happen during the week and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And for the people who are just joining into the whole Smoke and Mirrors segment,
yeah.
We got Kilo in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get close.
Now, for y'all sports fans and stuff like that, because I'm not going to put myself in that category, because I'll jump out the window and people will be like, yeah, you ain't no shit about sports, my nigga. But Russell Westbrook versus the Utah fans, okay?
The man told the man to get down on his knee, bro.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen that. It's crazy. Russell, crazy. I don't think he's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
He said, okay, there
of
was one
he
thing he said.
Fined.
He said he was wrong about the wife's comment.
The wife part, yeah.
Right? What do you think, okay? If you're playing out there and motherfuckers is wilding out,
mm-hmm.
are you draping up the guy?
I'm probably gonna drape him up because that's just like, that's what they want.
They learn from Ron Artest.
Bring him back a little bit closer.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's what they want though.
Mm.
I'm saying they want you to come attack them and stuff. So, I wouldn't go drape them up. I probably would have said what I said. Like he said, he went too far. Probably went too far with the wife thing, but I feel like I'm saying, like, you're an athlete out there, like, you're a professional athlete, like, you kind of do need some more protection, some more, like, respect.
Yeah.
You're telling people all type of racial slurs and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's right, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that.
I remember one time we went to a Raptors game.
Mm.
One of my friends, he's a heckler.
Yeah.
The man likes to make noise.
Yeah.
So the man was calling out Shaquille O'Neal for fucking playing like shit.
Yeah.
To the point where they actually came and gave the man like a yellow card. The equivalent to like, yo, this is your only warning.
Yeah.
If we tell you again, you will be removed from the building.
Mm.
You will not get a refund.
Yeah.
We're not having this. You understand what I'm saying? So why didn't something like that happen to these people? Where they can just sit there and boldface argue with the man. You know what I'm saying?
That's foul.
Yeah, remember what the comment was. Yeah. What did he say? The guy said, get on your knees like you used to.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
what do you mean?
Mm.
What are you trying to say? Yeah. And that guy's supposed to be a pilot.
Yeah, apparently when they go on, like when the social media, you know, the social media inspector, the Twitter bots and stuff like that, when looking, they're like, oh, you got all type of MAGA shit on this page and da-da-da-da, so.
Yeah. Supposedly he called someone a nigger on Twitter.
Oh, can we get into that for a second? That one. Somebody called me a nigger earlier.
Yeah. Oh. I told you what, I would have ran the guy down. I would have gave him the flipping death stare.
What, downtown?
Yes. Yes.
Yo, what's wrong with these guys?
Yeah, this guy, he lives in the area where these guys feel privileged.
Dude, what's wrong with these Watch guys? Man? They feel too open saying that.
That's why I said what I said.
They feel way too open saying that, man.
They're privileged, yo. They feel privileged.
That's crazy.
Okay. They're warring with the white end. They war with everybody.
So listen, I'm in my building, right? Hmm? What do you mean? So, just dash it in the ashtray.
Yeah, let's put it in the ashtray.
I'm in my building, okay? Yeah. And after I tell this story, I want y'all to give me a somebody called you a nigger story with the ER, the hard ER.
I haven't had that happen to me.
No, I really haven't, like, kid. I don't know, like, the last couple, like, 10
that's
years.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not, like, happening.
I can't
not happening.
Recall a time when someone looked me in my face. And maybe, oh.
He didn't look me in my face.
No, but, yeah, I know. But, like, just, like, even I mean, down the road, Equinox, like, nigger. No. You understand?
Like, probably online, that's the most.
On the road, blatantly, like, yo, you're going left, I'm going right, and then you wanna go, nigger. Yeah. Like, yo, bro, I'm turning around. And I'm running at you full speed. What are you gonna do? Especially when you're one of these people that you act like if the wind blows you the wrong way, you're gonna fall over. So all of a sudden you have enough courage to call man nigger.
Trump got them feeling brave, man.
Ah, you see it.
That's all it is, man.
I'm telling you, I'd have to give them a get out rundown.
Trump got them feeling brave.
Listen, okay. You're scared again.
No, I'm not scared. I'm okay. Fuck Trump.
What did he say here?
My bad. I'm not going
to talk. Put him to the fire. Where's the next lighter? Where's the next lighter?
Let me show you what happened now. I'm in my elevator, right?
Yeah.
These two guys are in the elevator having a domestic dispute. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll call it a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Okay. The man's, when I get in my elevator, already on there beaking at each other. Mm. And then the one man coughs the next man in his guts and jumps out on my floor, and the elevator doors close.
Yeah.
And I'm there in the elevator with the man who had to punch the guts, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yo, bro, did you see that, man? And I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not involved, man.
The man's looking a witness. You see what happened? I need a witness. Man was looking a witness.
I'm like, dead, my headphones are on right now. Like, allow me. Like, just, what would you have done? I said, bro, I would have punched him in the face, bro. That's what I would have done, okay? And then he continued beaking, but all I'm hearing is quack, 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 quack at this point, right?
Flipping the Muppets,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, so I'm not even pennying what go on anymore, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, we get to the main floor, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to compliment you, but remember, all I heard was quack, 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 quack. So I didn't hear nothing that.
Rewind. Okay. You said you're in the elevator with two men that's having a domestic.
The man jumped out on his floor.
Hold on, but they're having a domestic. So now the man got pumped in the belly, is coming down the elevator with you, and you're not trying to pay him no mind. But the man is trying to compliment you. Buddy, I don't swing that way. What's wrong with you? I'm not into your cup of tea.
He was like, I told him, bro.
You understand what I'm saying?
I told him, bro.
And now the man wants to face himself. Well, listen, nigger.
I told him, bro, I would have punched him in his face. Because he asked me, what would you have done? And I was like, I would have punched him in his face, bro.
Yeah.
And then he started saying something. I didn't catch what he said. And I was like, bro, I'm not involved, bro. Like, I was like, done the talks, right? I'm not involved. But apparently what he said was, I guess, from some kind of a compliment.
And I was trying to compliment you.
And I'm like, look, bro, I'm done. Just like, we're on main floor, I'm trying to walk out. So watch now. I start walking down this way. The next man starts walking on this way.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets about three, four cars down, nigger!
Nah, those are the guys you gotta chase down.
I'm telling you.
I would have ran down the man.
I would have given him the get up run.
What possessed him to do that? What's wrong with him, man?
After he just got thumped in his belly? Like, he doesn't learn?
He didn't learn, bro. He didn't learn still.
I would have ran him down. I told Frank, I would have ran him down. I would have ran up in his face like, what up? What are you talking about, nigga? What up?
So, here one now.
You should have hit him with the heart. The honky. Honky!
Mm-hmm. You know, my super, the two fucking cleaning ladies and everything, they're all outside the building like, what the fuck's going on? You know what I'm saying?
What's happening? Mm-hmm.
But then, boom, I'm coming back now, walking, boom, Toronto slang. Coming back now, walking towards the building, right?
Yeah.
And I see some guy that looks kind of like him. Because now I'm saying, okay, as soon as I see him, I'm going to fucking just snuff him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure, I'm like, yo, were you just in this building
Freddy
over here?
Wants to smoke.
The guy's like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, he totally gave me this, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Look. Yeah. And I was like, all right, let him keep it moving.
Friday wanted to snuff somebody, but he wanted to make sure he was giving the smoke to the right person.
The right person, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, were you in the building right here talking?
No, that wasn't me. I wasn't talking reckless. I know better. I live downtown.
I'm not trying to give him that Liam Neeson, you know? I'm just looking for any white bastard.
I know, that's basically.
Man.
Were you cracking? Were you talking shit over there in the building? No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. That wasn't me. All right, because I'm ready to hand out some smoke, and I'm not trying to give it out to anybody who don't deserve it. So you don't deserve the smoke?
He had a similar color jacket. Now, were you just in his building?
No, sir, it wasn't me. I tell you, I learned my lesson. I live downtown. I know better than to get out of place.
Yeah. So that happened. Just watch as it gets hotter. And more Trumping happening. We're gonna hear a lot more.
The heat is what's gonna make them get more brazen. As the temperature rises, the people them are gonna get hot and start use the words more fluent.
And don't get me wrong, I ain't got no smoke with no white people. I'm cool.
Don't even bother.
I'm cool.
That's not cool. I don't want no smoke.
Okay. YouTube. Okay, I'll show you one quick thing, and we're almost out of here. Wild Turkey is going on crazy over in Saga, different places like that. They're chasing down mans, okay? That's just a quick one.
They're tired of getting shot for turkey. You're tired, bro.
Right? The turkeys are just chasing down mailmans and shit. But there's a one thing that I want to get to, okay? The fucking dirty fucking cop guy. Where is that? I don't have that.
What did you see?
The dirty cop guy.
Dirty cop.
What?
They're all dirty cops.
He's not dirty. He's not dirty cop. He's
beating up dude. Yo, hold on. Let me go into my Reddit thing here.
Bro, I heard something on the radio about there was a cop that was convicted of flipping
this
pepper
guy.
Spraying that people in the back of the cruiser while they're cuffed.
Yes, thank you. That's the guy.
I don't know his name, but I heard about him today on the radio.
So this guy 680, right now, baby. He's getting convicted of whatever he's been dealing with.
Hold on. This is the same guy. He got into a domestic.
Yes.
The man took out his service revolver, his service tool, beat a couple of shots in the air, got arrested, faced the tribunal, and then only received 5 days of unpaid leave as his punishment.
Thank you.
After the man was threatening his wife and himself with his gun.
He admitted
to drinking on the job with a gun.
Well, there's a whole article on this guy that I found on Reddit that was Global or whatever, and he has mad counts on him. A lot of this stuff is now coming to fruition.
He's like that same fed that shot the dude on the streetcar. That guy was known for drawing his gun.
Cop charged with professional misconduct. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Reddit. You know what I'm saying?
100 pages.
Yo, it's like I was reading the art. You know what I'm saying? Me and Sav in pre-production. Reading the shit, and I was just like, holy, this guy has been getting away with fucking next to They showed the one video of the guy who they pepper sprayed in the car, right? Because at first we were reading the fucking article, and it says he was a prisoner. So we were like, maybe they're talking CO. But we're like, no, he had the cuffs on him already.
The man had cuffs in the back of the cruiser.
Imprisoned, and the man just was giving him bare pepper spray in his face. Did you see anything about that?
And using racial slurs.
I didn't watch that. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, well. It's. I never knew there was a video to watch, but I heard about it on the radio.
There's the video of the guy. He went into the gym. Okay, that's one of the last ones that he did. He went in the gym and mashed up the fucking place. He was arguing with some woman in the gym.
That wasn't the video. Man, that's not. That's not the worst, bro.
That wasn't the worst.
No, the man's arguing with his wife, and the man beat shots in the air, okay? And his punishment was only 5 days of unpaid, like, desk duty, basically. Yeah. The man got, okay, you got to work for 5 days without getting paid for beating shots in the air. If me, you, or you, or you, or Gucci over there decided to beat shots in the air, yo, we're seeing jail time for years.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. We're seeing jail time for years. You understand what I'm saying? We're going through the whole circ. This guy's got to face a police tribunal.
Yeah. Oh,
5 days. No pay. So what's stopping the man from doing it again? Where the man say he's drinking on duty with his burner.
Well, they also... What happened after? Well, they're also... They gave him like a...
PTSD. Then the man wants to claim PTSD from the job.
What are your thoughts on this?
I feel like all that cop stuff. This is gonna be the same thing over and over. Like, a couple of them do get found guilty, can't lie. But all of it's just gonna be the same thing over and over. But I feel like it's getting better. From a couple of years ago, like all that Trayvon Martin and stuff.
Yeah.
It's getting better. Like I said, a couple of them are getting found guilty now, but it's just gonna be the same thing, in my opinion, for the next couple of years. I don't know when it's gonna change.
Yeah.
I'm saying this. All that racial profiling, it's all real. It's all real.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, so, like, even like, because you're still mentioning a lot of American stuff. You think that we're getting a growing problem going on over here in Canada?
I feel like I said, the racial profiling is still, like, active. It's still real. Like, I'm saying,
you've been carded before. I've been carded.
What? Like, come on, like, a thousand times. You know what I'm saying? Like, a thousand of times. Like, and it's crazy because it's like, they do it, and it's like, you're not even involved in nothing. When you weren't even involved in nothing, you'd be 13, 12, you're at the ball court.
You're just walking, minding your business.
Yeah, you're at the basketball court. Like, what do you, so, I could be at the park.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm at the basketball court playing basketball, and you're getting carded, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they didn't know I was involved and stuff, but, like, kids shouldn't be going through that, you know what I'm saying? And it's on your record. Like, I was going through adult charges, and that was still there, like, when I got carded when I was at the basketball court and stuff. So it's like, it shouldn't be like that. I feel like a lot of it's certain privilege on the next side and stuff. So, yeah, I believe in all that stuff.
Like, yeah, man.
But I just feel like, I take it indefinitely, you know? Yeah. I stay woke, but,
It's crazy out there, dog. Like, when I was going through the article, if I could have found the article, it's just ridiculous, dog. Just mad charges this guy has against him. So I'm like, how did this guy, how was he able to run rampant for this amount of time? But yeah, let's wrap it up. I see young Gucci officials.
Gucci's out.
Knock the fuck out of the corner.
One, two, three, four, five.
We're giving him a 10 count?
Seven.
No standing
eight. Eight. Nine. 10 knocked out. KO.
Shout out to Gucci.
Young Gucci is officially KO. Do you have a Wi-Fi house?
Well, we're going to be getting out of here.
We're leaving in a couple of seconds.
Let me get your social medias and let the people know where to find you musically and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Social media.
Get his camera right
social
here.
Social media. Instagram, Kilo, DGC. Twitter, it's Kilo, LOAC. That's just basically it right now.
All right.
Instagram and Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have the Snapchat, so I'm saying that's too personal.
Standing in the rain.
Too personal. Standing in the rain coming out. The luck, you know what I'm saying? Standing in the rain coming out next month. Lots of coming out. The plug coming out. This video dropping soon. Look out for that. Don't get close. Free the guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Palm Aquarius, all that stuff. Shout out, We Love Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. Dope, 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 dope. And you also gave us a drop right there in the same time. Sing, 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 boom. Yeah, sure.
I'm doing the drop now, so you don't have to ask me later.
Shout out to Fredo Star. Give the people your social media. Yo, let the people know.
Paul Bunyan, a.k.a. Smokey the Bear, a.k.a. Smokey, a.k.a. SSC _ Hey Herks _ PK on Instagram. You done know the platform. It's up and running again.
We're back.
Yeah, yeah. I know Friday can get back to what he's done, back to his regular scheduled programming out in these Instagram streets.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yes, thank you to our guests for coming through. Kilo, don't get close. We appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, mad respect for coming through, dog. Y'all know where to find me. Hit up my Instagram, that's Friday Ricky Dread, or all my social media platforms, that's Friday Ricky Dread. You know, Instagram, we back. Hit up our website, that's welovehiphop.ca. My website is Friday, aka rickydread.com. What else? Make sure to follow or listen to all of our social listening platforms, all digital streaming platforms and stuff like that. Hit the subscribe button on those as well, whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, any of those places. And make sure to like, comment, share, and most of all, subscribe.
Yeah, let's get those numbers up. All the people that stop me in the street, just make sure you subscribe. I appreciate you guys stopping me. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are the reason why we keep doing what we're doing. Because you guys like what we're doing. We did it to start just to whatever, but you guys are pushing it. So yeah, let's get those numbers up. And let's see. We'll see you guys Saturday.
Yes.
We'll see you Saturday, live show.
March 16th.
All right, you know what I'm 3 to 6. 529 Young Street, Youngsterdam, here at the event space. So we're doing our thing. So come true, get your tickets online because there's no door ting, fam.
Facts.
So just no say when the door locked, the door locks.
Yeah, yeah, we're not taking a walk off the road. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, no foolishness, grown man thing, 19 plus,
yeah? Yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll be giving away a bottle of vodka courtesy of Silk Vodka. Some clothing courtesy of Nonpareil. It's a ting, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to lead us out with a track here.
And live performances.
Yes, live performances by Black of the Dawn and H.H. Chase. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to take y'all out with a track.
We love hip-hop alumni. Yes, Sab, you're right. We love hip-hop alumni.
I'm going to take y'all with a track by Noise and Dusty Loops featuring Big Rube. The track is called The Sickness.
Okay.
When
I falter, I fall to the altar and call for a calm and departure. Try to hold steady as in arms of an archer until I break down, found face down, drowned in the thoughts that'll conquer. Been a shock to the system as if I had lost to the offensive blocker. Feel it just pierce through the heart like I fought with the bosses of control. Saw what the darkness so awful. But chose light even when I had no sight. Contemplated the way I'm taking my own life. Another day and I hold tight. No one unafraid of the fade away in the cold night. I related to brothers knowing they soul right. And related to others getting they soul right. Though I see them both in the middle as a mirror to my face. They afraid to embrace like rogue might. The duality of man. Seeing all the graves that reality demands.